Okay, so I hope to finish by 2:30. I guess, yeah, if we don't have a minion, then we should probably aim for that. Okay, so we're talking today about the sugya of Iri Misira Iker and the Shitas HaRambam. So it was like a little bit of a subsection, but I think that we included, you know, a lot of information in these few shiurim, so I think it's very worthwhile to try and understand the details a little bit better. Ah, minion man. Okay. Just like a minion man. Ah, all right. Well, whatever. We're still trying to finish by 2:30. Okay. Fine. So just to start off with a couple framing questions like we always like to do before we launch into things. So the big thing about this sugya is that it really connects very much to what we left off with before the break, which was the sugya of Eidi Mesira Karsi, Eidi Chasima Karsi, the mechalkas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, at least with regards to Gidin, likely with regards to Shar Sharos as well. And we had a very big question in that sugya, which spilled over into this sugya as well, and that is, what exactly is the main focus when it comes to doing a kinyan b'shtar? When Reuven is selling his field, let's say, to Shimon, or Reuven is divorcing his wife, and he does these things via a shtar, a shtar mecher, or a get. So what's the main focus in that kinyan b'shtar? Is the main focus the koveya, the raya shabo, and the whole thing is done as a kinyan via the shtar? You empower the tofes ha-shtar, the other party, with this Chefse Shel Star that can serve as an independent Raya. That's one side. Or do we say that the main focus in the Koveya in every single Kinyan Bishtar is the Mesiras HaKsav? Just like we have, you know, Mesiras HaKesef when it comes to a Kinyan that is done B'Kesef, so too when you have a Star, it is not necessarily connected to the fact that it serves as an independent Chefse Shel Raya, but rather it just works as a Mesiras HaKsav. You give over that Star just like you give over Kesef. And in turn, how does that impact the role of Edim when you are using a shtar for the kinyan or the transaction? And moreover, can we distinguish between different types of shtaros vis-a-vis this question? Like gidin and shtar halva and other shtaros. Spoiler alert, we can. For those who are wondering. Okay, so just a little bit of a refresher on a couple of nafkaminas, how this played itself out in the previous sigya of Eidi Mesira and Eidi Chasima. So we had the very, very big machlokas between the Shitas HaTosos Udime and the Shitas HaRif Udime. For Shitas Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar in general holds Eidi Mesira Karsi. The question is, does Rabbi Elazar in addition allow Eidi Chasima Karsi, that if, let's say, when the man gives the woman a get or sells a field via the shtar, that there are only Eidi Chasima present and signed on the shtar, but there are no Eidi Mesira that witnessed the Mesira HaShtar, does that work? So we said the Shitas HaTosos holds no. And particularly, we had a very, very striking formulation in the Lishonos of Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted in the Bala Maor, who said that just like Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Meir, Eidi Chasima Karsi is totally mutually exclusive, so too Rabbi Elazar is totally mutually exclusive with holding Eidi Mesira Karsi, Shitas HaTosos Udime, holding that Eidi Mesira Karsi, Shitas Eidi Mesira Karsi, will not allow Eidi Chasima Karsi at all. And of course, that formulation shows you somewhat that Shitas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar are dealing with these two completely different models of shtaros. The fact that Rabbi Meir is mutually exclusive, and therefore so too Rabbi Elazar is mutually exclusive, that doesn't really logically make any sense, because you could have said that Rabbi Meir is mutually exclusive, Rabbi Elazar will allow both. And if you're going to say something along those lines, then you likely think that they're coming from two completely different places in this world of shtar. Namely, that Rabbi Elazar is focused on the Kinyan Shabo, therefore he requires Edim at the Shas Kinyan, the Shas Mesira, the Mesira Saksav, in contrast to Rabbi Meir, who focuses on the Raya Shabo, the Shtar serving as an independent Chafshe Shal Raya, and the way that a Kinyan B'Shtar works is by empowering the other party vis-a-vis that Raya. Similarly, we noted in the Shitas HaRan, the Shitas HaRan is commenting on really the Shita of the Rif. The Rif argues on Tosos and thinks that according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidi Mesira Karsi, of course, you know, works, but Eidi Chasima Karsi in addition will work. And on the surface, the way that the Ramban understands the Shitas HaRif, that might somewhat go against this bigger Chakira, because it sounds like the Rif is saying for Rabbi Elazar that he's tolerant of both worlds of Shtar, meaning if Rabbi Elazar is not mutually exclusive and he allows Eidi Mesira and Eidi Chasima to both work on their own, so then it doesn't necessarily line up with this Chakira so well. It's not impossible to say, but it's a little bit harder because you're saying that Rabbi Elazar, as a Baal Shita, is open to both working. And therefore, the Ramban explains that just on a technical level, maybe the Rif would like to have Eidei Mesira for Shitas Rabbi Elazar as a Lechatkila, but only for technical reasons, namely that Rabbi Elazar thinks that Eidei Mesira might serve as some better or different kind of Raya than the Shtar, in that, you know, a Shtar can get eaten by mice, it can get ripped up or lost, and in that circumstance, Eidei Mesira will be around to still serve as the Raya. But fundamentally, it sounds like we don't necessarily need to invoke this idea of two worlds of Shtar. In contrast to the Shitas Aran has a massive and famous chiddush in the Shitas Arif on Shitas Rabbi Elazar, that he says that when Eidei Mesira Karsi, Shitas Eidei Mesira Karsi allows Eidei Chasima to be Karsi as well, that is actually all working as Eidei Mesira. That even when Eidei Chasima work, they're working as Eidei Mesira. We say that the Eidei Chasima are, let's say, in an extreme way, like a virtual type of Eidus on the Maisa Kinyan, on the Mesira. And that shows you somewhat that the Ran is into this dialectic between these two worlds of Shtar. So much so that he actually thinks that Eidei Chasima, when they work for Rabbi Elazar, can only work as Eidei Mesira. Because you need Eidus on the Maisa Kinyan to emphasize the Kinyan Shibo. Okay, so that's just honestly just a little bit of a refresher from the previous sugya of Eidei Chasima Karsi and Eidei Mesira Karsi, how we see these two ideas in Shtar manifest itself. Okay, so transitioning in to how this comes up in the Shitas HaRambam, so I first want to lay out the Shitas HaRambam broadly speaking and just kind of say what we suggested the Rambam is holding. And then I'm going to just go into maybe the specific indications and nafka mina that portray the mahalach that we laid out in the Rambam. So broadly speaking, the Shitas HaRambam is that he does hold like the Ran's understanding of the Rif in Shitas Rabbi Elazar, namely that Eidei Mesira Karsi primarily, and that Eidei Chasima Karsi will only work as Eidei Mesira. However, the Rambam thinks that that's dafka when it comes to only a shtar of get in Gerushin. Where there, we specifically emphasize, in a very acute way, the Kinyan and the Might and the Mesira element of Shtar. Moreover, and really connected with that, is the fact that the Rambam thinks that the role of the Eidei HaShtar, when it comes to Gerushin specifically, is that they're there to be Eidei Kiyum on Gerushin. Just like we have Eidei Kiyum when it comes to witnessing a Kiddushin done with Kesef, or Shtar, so too in every Maisa Gerushin you need to have Eidei Kiyum, and that's what the Eidei HaShtar are actually serving as. And therefore, he for sure requires that the Eidus is going to be focused on the actual Maisa Kenyan, the Maisa Gerushin, in order to fulfill that requirement of Eidei Kiyum on the Maisa Gerushin. Okay, so that was a mouthful. So let's go into a little bit of the indications that the Rambam actually holds us. So the first component, if you see on the outline here, it's 3a. These two indications. To this idea that the Rambam thinks that the role of Eidei Mesira, when it comes to Gerushin specifically, is more like the Ran's understanding of the Rif and less like the Ramban. So the biggest indication, at least like somewhat direct indication, that he holds like the Ran and not like the Ramban, is that he deliberately seemingly leaves out the Lechatchila part of the Rif. That we noted that the Rif thinks that Eidei Mesira are still Lechatchila when it comes to Shitas Rabbi Elazar. It's still ideal and preferred to have Eidei Mesira in addition or maybe instead of Eidei Chasima. And the Rif says that that's Iker and Lechatchila. The Rambam, however, drops the word Lechatchila. And whenever he references this concept in the Shita of the Rif, he only says Eidei Mesira Iker. Now, you might be asking, who cares? I mean, if you asked any guy in the Beis Medrash, they would probably tell you that Iker and Lechatchila sound pretty interchangeable. It just means what we would prefer. However, what you would respond to that guy in the Beis Medrash is that it's significant because there are Rishonim, such as the Rosh, who ask on the usage of Lechatchila. And they say that Lechatchila is a connotation in Kol Torah Kula and in Halacha to say that we prefer something for some practical benefit, or it's like a better Kiyum or something. Like in general, we have mitzvot that are certain fulfillments of a certain mitzvah in a certain way will be Lechatchila as a Kiyum. So says the Rosh, and he asks on the Rif, how does it make sense that you have Eidos as a Lechatchila? Eidos is something objective. Eidos is something that you just have testimony on. What does it mean that you have a better Kiyum of something? So therefore, it's very significant that the Rambam deliberately dropped the Lechatchila, and he only mentions Iker. Moreover, once you say Eidei Mesira Iker, it's easier to swallow the Mahalach of the Ran's understanding in the Rif than the Ramban, because the Ramban is really working as a Lechatchila. The Ramban is saying that practically, we prefer you have Eidei Mesira, not because of any specific perspective, but because practically speaking, Eidei Mesira can help you can help serve as a raya when the shtar gets destroyed or lost, or something like that. In contrast to the Ran, who seemingly takes a more a mahalik, a perspective of Ede Mesira Iker, and that the way that we have Edus in shtar is by accentuating the Kinyan and Mesira component of the shtar. And therefore, the Ran thinks even Ede Chasima work as Ede Mesira. So that works out well with the Rambam, that in Gerishin Aleph Tesvav, he leaves out the word Lechatchila and only has Ede Mesira Iker, and he never makes reference to this idea of Lechatchila. Moreover, as referenced, the Rambam only seems to mention Ede Mesira Iker in Hilchos Gerishin and not in other Shtaros. More on that soon, but at least it shows you that the Rambam is only taking up this Malach specifically in Gerishin. Moreover, another qualifier, in addition to that one we just mentioned, he also doesn't necessarily take up the Ran fully. Again, as just mentioned, the Ran thinks his idea in all of Shtaros, the Rambam is limited to Gerishin. Another qualifier where the Rambam's not exactly like the Ran is that the Rambam also acknowledges that when you go the route of Ede Chasima and you only have Ede Chasima and you don't have Ede Mesira, possibly unlike the Rambam still acknowledges that there would be a difference, which we'll get to soon, but it's just important to point out that you can understand the Ran as being much more literal, that Ede Chasima literally are there B'Shas Mesira, while the Rambam might acknowledge still that it's a difference, it's still virtual, and we accentuate the fact that it's only virtual, and they're not literally there, B'Shas Mesira. We'll get to why that matters shortly. So that is one group of indications of the Rambam that indicate this idea that Ede Mesira work as Ede Mesira Iker, the focus on the Kinyan aspect in every shtar, the Mesira aspect, Mesira Saksav, because he leaves out the Lechatchila, but again noted only in Gerishin. Okay, if you look at 3b, the other component of this Mahalach of the Rambam is that the Rambam specifically, what we kept referencing as, he blurs the lines between Ede Kiyum and Ede Hashtar when it comes to Gerishin. So what does that mean? What it means is that before you come to the Sol Sugya, very simply speaking, there are two different categories of Edus, Ede Hashtar and Ede Kiyum. And if you think about it for just 30 seconds, you would of course realize that they are not the same thing. Ede Hashtar has nothing to do necessarily with Kedushin, with Gerishin. Ede Hashtar is just in general, whenever you have a shtar, you likely need some form of Edus in order to turn that shtar into a shtar, whatever that Edus is, and whatever type of shtar it is. You need Edus to make a shtar into a shtar. In contrast to Gittin v'Kedushin, you have Ede Kiyum, Edim that need to be there b'shas Maisa Kedushin or Gerushin. And that, of course, has nothing to do with a shtar, because as we know, you need Ede Kiyum even when you perform Kedushin via Kesef. So that shows you that Ede Kiyum is a separate requirement. And if that's the case, then it makes the Rambam's presentation of all of this very, very striking. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Gerishin Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Gimel, introduces the need for Ede Kiyum when it comes to Gerishin. And at that point, he has not yet mentioned the requirement to have Ede Hashtar, like you need Edim in all Shtaros. Which is a little bit strange because in Aleph Aleph, where the Rambam is listing the 10 requirements in a get, first, one of the first things that the Rambam mentions, if not the first thing, is that you need to perform Gerishin Biksav with a shtar, and then only a few items later in the list does he get to the need for Ede Kiyum. So you'd think that in the subsequent halachos, when he's going into detail for all these requirements, before he starts describing the need for Ede Kiyum, you'd think he'd describe the need for certain things in a shtar, like Ede Hashtar, that you need Ede Mesira, Ede Chasima, but the Rambam does not do that. He just launches right into discussion of Ede Kiyum. That seemingly is also his way of introducing the need for Ede Mesira, or the Ede Hashtar. And the Rambam blurs the lines because he just combines them, you know, in one shot. Similarly, the Rambam does basically the same thing in Perek Aleph Halacha Tazayin, where the Rambam, like the Rif, holds that Ede Chasima will work even without Ede Mesira. B'di'eved, in a sense, we say that Ede Chasima work in Gerishin. The big thing, though, is that the Rambam seems to assume, at least implicitly, that Ede Chasima there will also fulfill your requirement of Ede Kiyum in Gerishin. We know that Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosos, does not hold that way, at least in Shitas Rabbi Meir, that Ede Chasima work for Gerishin, but they do not fulfill the requirement of Ede Kiyum. The Rambam here is clearly saying, at least within Rabbi Elazar, Ede Chasima work seemingly also has your Ede Kiyum, because he never splits between the two. And again, he's poskening seemingly directly against Rabbeinu Tam in a sense, without even, you know, explicating it at all. Because for the Rambam, he doesn't need to. It's very casual. It's very self-understood that Ede Kiyum and the Ede Ashtar, Ede Chasima, Ede Mesira are all fulfilling the same requirement of really being Edei Kiyam on the Maisa. And this is very important because these two components go like hand in hand. If you say for the Rambam that the requirement of Edei Hashtar when it comes to Gerushin is to be Edei Kiyam, that works very nicely with saying that we emphasize the Kinyan and Mesiras Aksav aspect in a Hashtar, because that in turn will really help you fulfill this requirement of Edei Kiyam. Because as we know, again, Edei Kiyam is not a Hashtar thing. Edei Kiyam is witnessing some Maisa Kinyan happening. So therefore, it makes sense for the Rambam that he thinks Edei Kiyam is the requirement here and that Edei Hashtar will always fulfill that, specifically because he likes the Ran's emphasis that we focus on the Kinyan Shebo when it comes to Mesiras Hashtar in Gerushin. Okay, so that's the idea, broadly speaking, of the Rambam, with a few, at least subtle and somewhat direct indications. So now let's talk about some of the big nafkamina in the Rambam when it comes to Hilchos Gerushin on this issue. Yeah, Ariel. Right. I referenced the fact that there might be a subtle difference, but yeah, we haven't gotten to the Nafkamina yet that highlight that. Yeah, out of these indications alone, you could have argued that Edei Hasima are literally working as Edei Masira. But yeah, we'll get to the difference in a minute. Okay, so let's go over some Nafkamina with this approach of the Rambam when it comes to Hilchos Gerushin, showing that specifically Gerushin, the Edei Masira, Edei Hasima on the Masira Saksav and Gerushin works in a unique way. So I want to speak quickly about four of the Nafkamina. Two of them are a little bit more of a chiddush, and two of them a little bit less of a chiddush. And I'll explain what I mean. So the first two are a little bit more of a chiddush, because in the first two, the Rambam is seemingly saying that we view Edei Hasima and Gerushin in a really unique way because of Edei Mesira Iker. The key is, he's saying that Edei Mesira Iker changed the way we view Edei Hasima Iker, even when you don't have Edei Mesira there present. Edei Mesira Iker as a perspective in the way Shtar works in Gerushin objectively redefines the function of Edei Hasima even when you're just using them with no Edei Mesira. So the first nafkamina that shows that is the case of Edim Shenim Yecholim Lachtom. The Gemara in Gidin, Daf Yotas Amud Aleph, tells us that when it comes to Edim, Edei Hasima specifically, who do not know how to sign their own names, the Gemara suggests certain solutions on how those Edei Hasima could, you know, make up for their deficiencies, and they could still sign a shtar. So let's say one suggestion the Gemara gives is, we will rip a part of the paper, let's say, in their name. So let's say my name's Eitan, so we would split, we would rip in the paper the letters E-I-T-A-N, and then the Edim would simply just spill some ink in those rips. The Gemara concludes, though, that that certainly is not something preferable. We do not want to allow such a thing when it comes to most cases of Shtaros. However, says the Gemara, explicitly when it comes to Gittin, we are Mekil because of Agunos. We want to basically make sure that as many Gittin as possible could be efficient, could work, because we want to avoid Aguna issues. But again, non-Shar Shtaros. The Shitas HaRashba, on the spot, says that this is all Derabanan. And therefore, for the Rashba, it makes a lot of sense why we could be Machmir on this Derabanan and Shar Shtaros. When it comes to Gerushin, we are Mekil because of Agunos. It's only Derabanan, and we could simply waive it. But the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph, Perak Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel, disagrees. He seems to say that it's a P'sul Diyaraisa in Shar Shtaros, but it's Kosher Midiyaraisa, and even Midirabanan in Gerushin. Not only that, but he also adds something completely extra to what the Gemara says. We just noted that the Gemara says that when it comes to Gerushin, we're Mekel because we want to be Mekel with Aguna issues. The Rambam adds in also, Ho'u v'chasima sa'idim beget midivrayim k'mo shebiyarnu. The Rambam seems to feel a need to add in a justification. Not only are we doing it, our motive is because Agunos, but also the mechanism that allows us to be Mekel is the fact that Edei Hasima to begin with is only midivrayim when it comes to Gidin, k'mo shebiyarnu. And the Rashba there in Gidin asks on the Rambam a very simple question. If the Rambam really thinks that the case of Edim Shenim Yacholim Lachtom is fundamentally puzzle in Shar Shtaros, then how can he possibly say that it's kosher when it comes to Gerushin just because of Agunos? How is that possible? Moreover, the Rashba doesn't ask this, but it's a pasha question of the Rambam. What is he adding here when he says, Ha'ul va'idim beget midivrehem? So what's going on with the Rambam here? So the Lecha Mishnah seems to explain the Rambam based off the fact that when it comes to Gerushin, we prefer that you have Edei Mesira present, and it's likely that you're going to have Edei Mesira present. So says the Lecha Mishnah, if it's likely that you're going to have Edei Mesira present, Bishas Gerushin, so then very simply, Edim Sheinim Echolim Lachtum is not a problem anymore. We could waive that issue because we don't necessarily care about, you know, these Edim's bad signatures, the fact that these signatures don't necessarily identify their real writing, their real selves. We don't care about that because they're Edim Asira present. The issue with the Lecha Mishnah is that, number one, the Rambam does not mention the fact that Edim Asira are actually present. And in other places, as we'll see, he does. Number two, according to the Lecha Mishnah's understanding, the Rambam is not really making a chilek fundamentally between Gerushin, a get, and Shar Shtaros. He's just saying, technically speaking, it's likely that you're going to have Edim Misira when it comes to a get. You will not likely have Edim Misira when it comes to Shar Shtaros. So, and that's strange, because the Rambam there, if you look at the Lashon, he really does sound like he's being mechalik, fundamentally, halachically, between the two. Therefore, that motivated Rosenzweig to explain that, again, this all ties back to this idea of Edei Mesira Iker as being a perspective that redefines how we look at Edei Chasima. Even when there are no Edei Mesira there, even when you just use Edei Chasima, the perspective of Edei Mesira Iker tells us that when you use Edei Chasima, they work through this idea of the Ran. They work as being Edei Mesira, focusing on the Kinyan Shabbat, the Mesira Saksav. We do not focus on the Shtar as a Chefza, the Shtar as this mechanism, as an instrument, being a Chefza Shel Raya. We do not focus on that component of the shtar. So therefore, we're not going to be so sensitive to the issue of Edim Sheinim Yecholim Lachtom in the shtar, because that's a Raya issue. However, when it comes to Gerushin, because of Edim Mesira Iker, and we focus so much on the Edim always serving this function of being Mekayim, the Maisa Gerushin, the Mesira Saksav, Mesira Saget, not the Chefsha Shel Raya, so it'll be more Mekil, albeit because of Agunos, but what allows it is the fact that we hold Edim Mesira Iker. Okay. That is Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, the biggest Nafkamina of them all. Yeah, Natan.
Can you just verify why Edim Sheinim Yecholim Lachtom is a Raya issue? Like, is that in a practical sense or more connected to you?
I think it's a Raya issue because we're concerned that the signatures, we don't know that it's theirs. Because all they're doing is just filling it in with ink, let's say. So anyone could do that. So how do we know that it wasn't just, you know, the Baal who or whoever? Yeah, so it makes it like a lot more dubious. But yeah, good clarification. Okay, so that's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, the biggest of them all, is the issue of Nimsa Echad Meam Karvu Pasul when it comes to Shtaros, and specifically for our purposes, Gerushin. Okay, so just to lay out the basic background, the Gemara in Gideon Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us that there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the case of Kulchem. What's the case of Kulchem? The Baal says to 10 Edim, I want all 10 of you to sign on this get. So the din is that they all have to sign. However, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Mishum Tanai, namely that the Baal only cares about two of those Edim being kosher, real Edim, but the other eight of them, he doesn't really care. He just wants their pen to, you know, face the paper and write their names down. But he doesn't really care for them to be kosher or possible Edim. So says the Gemara, for Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, it's totally fine if only two of those Edim are kosher, but other ones are pasul. However, says the Gemara at the end, if one of the first two Edim to sign are pasul, albeit the next nine are kosher, if the first of the two are pasul, then it's a problem midirabbanan. Not fundamentally, the Gemara says, when it comes to Gerushin, we don't really care, but says the Gemara, in that case we have a chashash that people are going to confuse Gerushin with Shar Shtaros. And then when it comes to Shar Shtaros, there is this problem. It's not exactly clear from the Gemara what this problem is. But the Pashup Shot, seemingly how the Rambam quotes it, in contrast to Rashi, which I don't want to get into now, but you just know that Rashi does have another Pshat. But the Rambam quotes the Gemara more Kipshuto. The Gemara is referring to the problem of Nimsa Echadam Karvu Pasul. When you have a bunch of kosher Edim, but one of them's Pasul, they infect the rest of the group of Edim, and they're all deemed Pasul. You cannot use those Edim anymore. So the Gemara is seemingly concluding on its own that when it comes to Gerushin, there's no problem of Nimsa, but there's a chashash that people are going to think that Nimsa is totally fine in Shar Shtaros, where it's not. And that's the way that the Rambam quotes it. The biggest chiddush of the Rambam is that when he's explaining this phenomenon, He gives a reason why Nimsa is not a problem when it comes to Gerushin. A reason that is not found in the Gemara at all. Says the Rambam, the reason why Nimsa fundamentally is not a problem when it comes to Gerushin is Mipnei She'ede Mesira Hein Ha'ikr. Again, the Rambam references this concept of Ede Mesira Ikr. And the Pashup Shana of the Rambam here is, again, a case where you're only using Ede Chasima. There are no Ede Mesira present. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? Why does this idea of Ede Mesira Ikr mean that all of a sudden there's no problem of Nimsa Echrem Karvu Pasol when it comes to Gerushin? Again, in a fundamental way. By fundamental, what I mean is that the halacha of Nimsa Echrem Karvu Pasol is not shayach when it comes to the type of edim that we use as Ede Chasima in Gerushin. So just to note some of the Nosei Kalim who seem to downplay this chiddush of the Rambam, and they re-understand him and really reinterpret him on the surface, we have the Ravid, as explained by the Beis Yosef, and we have the Magid Mishnah / Kesef Mishnah. Both very similar, and both equally as technical, albeit they have slightly different formulations. The Ravid, as explained by the Beis Yosef, seems to say that there's no fundamental difference between Gerushin and Shar Shtaros, really. Nimsa Echadam Karvu Pasal applies across the board. In Gerushin and Shar Shtaros, it applies everywhere. The difference is a technical one, in that, for whatever reason, when it comes to Gerushin, Rabbi Yochanan holds Mishum Tanai as an Umdina, meaning the Baal just likely has in mind Mishum Tanai when it comes to Gerushin, in contrast to Shar Shtaros, where the Rambam does not think the Baal has Mishum Tanai in mind. The Baal will always have in mind, or let's say in Shar Shtaros it'll be a Mocher, a Lova, whatever it is, he only has in mind Mishum Edim. And the way that the Beis Yosef / Ravid connect this to this Rambam, Ede Mesira Ikr, is in a very technical way. They say that Ede Mesira Ikr is just feeding that Umdina. Why in Gerushin do we say Mishum Tanai and not in Shar Shtaros? Because of Ede Mesira Ikr, says the Beis Yosef, the way he sounds, the Baal knows that he's likely going to have Ede Mesira come anyway. It's going to make him take his Ede Chasima that he's appointing now a lot less seriously. So then it's Mishum Tanai, okay, I want maybe two of you are there to sign seriously, but the rest of you I don't really care about. I'm going to have Ede Mesira anyway. The rest of you are only Mishum Tanai. Therefore, Nimsa won't end up applying a Gerushin, but for a technical reason, just because we happen to hold Mishum Tanai. So only two of them need to be Kashir. I don't care if three, four, or five of them are Pasul. The Magid Mishnah is very similar. The Magid Mishnah says that he kind of seems to ignore the way Rav Rosenzweig was understanding it. He seems to ignore maybe the issue of Mishum Tanai, Mishum Edus. He just says, at the end of the day, you're always going to have backup Ede Mesira there. So even if some of your Ede Chasima are Pasul, you'll always have Ede Mesira there to back you up, so it doesn't really matter. You just don't need to invoke the Umdina of Mishum Tanai, which complicates things a little bit. Rather, we just say you'll always have Ede Mesira to back you up, so the fact that some of the Ede Chasima are Pasul won't really matter because you can always rely on the Ede Mesira. And I don't want to get too much into what, a bunch of the assumptions that the Magid Mishnah is making, which could be slightly problematic. But I'll just note the simple issue that both of these explanations of the Rambam are particularly tough because the Rambam does not seem to mention the fact that Ede Mesira will actually be present in this case. Something that Rav Rosenzweig keeps noting is very significant because the Rambam's not shy when he wants to tell you that Ede Mesira being present will make a difference. He says Bamed Dar Murim in other cases, as we'll get to in a minute. So the fact that the Rambam dafka leaves it out here and just says Ede Mesira Ikr, so it's very, very likely that he just thinks that even when Ede Mesira are not present, we'll still say this Chiddush. The Nesivus gives another pshat. He also takes that assumption of the other Nosei Kalim, assuming that there will be Ede Mesira present. However, the Nesivus does understand this in a little bit more of a fundamental and redefining Ede Chasima type way, but again, still based off the assumption that Ede Mesira are present. And the way the Nesivus explains it, it's a little complicated, but just to say it simply, he says that dafka, when it comes to Gerushin, it's likely that there will be Ede Mesira present. Therefore, says the Nesivus, we dafka will not apply the Ran when it comes to Gerushin. Therefore, the role that the Ede Chasima play when it comes to Gerushin is actually just the way they always work. They just witness the Das Mischayev. They turn the Shtar into a Shtar, however that works. But we don't invoke the Ran. We don't say the Ede Chasima are witnessing the Mesira. The Ede Chasima are just witnessing the Das Mischayev. They turn the Shtar into a Shtar, whatever it is. that's the case, says the Nesibus, so then we'll apply this idea of niskasher hashdar. And that's what the Rambam means. He thinks that the case of the Rambam is where kosher edim are the ones signing first. They're the first two edim, and then maybe the third or fourth aid will be pasul. Says the Nesibus, that's the case for the Rambam. That's okay, where there's no problem of nimsa, because we apply this idea of niskasher hashdar. The first two edim are kosher. They've already done their job, das mischayav. They turned the shtar into a good shtar. No more questions asked. We don't care about the fact that other edim are going to be pasul. Again, the biggest problem with the Nesibus is that, or I should say, you know, one of the problems that he faces, like the other Nosei Kalim, is that he thinks Edim Asir are present, and again, that's a little bit difficult. Moreover, the biggest problem with the Nesibus that we noted is that the Nesibus understands that the case is where you have Edim Asir, the kosher Edim are the first two signing, and that the Pasul Edim only come afterwards. It seems like it's the exact opposite of the Rambam. As we noted when we read the Gemara, this case seems to be where the Psulim are actually one of the first ones to sign, and not later. But okay, that's a more subtle point, but it is a big problem in the Nesibus if you actually look in the Lashon of the Rambam. Okay. Okay. So because of these issues, Rav Rosenzweig wants to understand this Rambam in light of this bigger Yesod. Namely, the fact that we, in contrast to the Nesibus, really the opposite in a sense, we dafka apply the Ran when it comes to Gerushin and not Shashdaros. Meaning, we view the Edi Chasima in a particular way, a way which is redefined by the idea of Edi Mesira Iker, and therefore the Edi Chasima, even when there are no Edi Mesira present, will not face the problem of Nimsa Echremam Karvu Pasul. Not because, like the Beis Yosef says, oh, it's Mishim Tanai, so therefore we don't have to take the other Edim seriously. Not for the Magid Mishnah's reason that Edim Asir are there in the background saving the day. Not for the Nesivus' reason that we apply Niskasher Hashtar when the first two Edim are kosher because they're Edim Asir are there, and therefore the Edi Chasima play a certain role where we only care about the first two. No. Even when there are not Edim Asir present, because of the perspective of Edim Asir Iker, we redefine how we look at Edi Chasima in a certain way in which we will not apply Nimsa Echremam Karvu Pasul to Edi Chasima ever when it comes to a get, when it comes to Gerushin. Now the question is, how do you actually explain that? What does that mean? So you have to take a step back and understand what it means to apply the din of Nimsa to Edi Chasima and Ashtar more generally. We noted that the Gemara Bava Basra, Kipshuto, sounds like when it comes to Edi Chasima and Ashtar in general, there actually is not a problem of Nimsa. The Gemara says, Milu b'krovim is kosher, that even if you have krovim, sign on a star, it's totally kosher, as long as you have other kosher edim, seemingly because we do not care about this problem of nimsa when it comes to star in general, when it comes to Edi Chasima. However, we noted that Rov Rishonim argue on that. They say, no, they lav dafka the Gemara. They say, no, of course, fundamentally, nimsa applies. It's just in a bunch of cases, we'll be tola, and we'll assume in Metzias that, that the edim were not signing together, that the Baal didn't want them to all work as Edim, whatever it is. But really, fundamentally, most Rishonim assume that the Din of Nimsa applies to Edi Chasima when it comes to all of Shtaros. However, we noted that there is one Shita that disagrees, and that's the Shita of Rav Natra Noigon, who I'm sure you all heard of before this sugya. Shita of Rav Natra Noigon, he's actually also quoted as Rabbi Natam, not he's quoted as Rabbi Natam, but this Shita is quoted in the name of Rabbi Natam when Rabbi Yoda brings it down as well. The Shita that holds that fundamentally, halachically, Nimsa does not apply when it comes to Edi Chasima in Shtaros ever. And Rabbi Yoda says, I don't understand that at all. Why on earth would there be a difference between Edi Chasima in a Shtar and Edas Al Peh? In any case, if Edim witness, if Edim witness a halva, of course we say Nimsa Echemem Karvu Pasul. Why would Edus Bishtar, Edi Chasima Bishtar be any different? However, Rav Chaim, in a bunch of places, in the Chibor al Rambam and in the stencils, he gives different explanations. And we mentioned a few of them in Shir, but I'll just focus on one of them for now because I think it provides really the smoothest transition into explaining the Rambam here in Gerushin. And that is, who says that Nimsa Echemam Karvu Pasul will apply to cases where we're invoking Reish Lakish? the idea of Edom Achasumim Al Ashtar Nasa Kamisha Nechgru Edusan Bebesdin. Because part of the whole idea of Nimsa Echad Mam Kavur Pasul might be that there needs to be a tziruf and a kat of Edom, that you combine them all together, somehow they can all be bound together as one unit, and then you could say that when one of them is pasul, it ruins the rest of them. But in the case of Reish Lakish, where you can kind of argue that they're not really witnessing anything together, they're not actually witnessing the Maisa, it's all happening halachically, only as a din, because of Reish Lakish. So you could argue, possibly, that maybe Nimsa will not apply when it comes to Edech Hasim of Ishtar. They don't form a kat. They're not experiencing and witnessing something together. We noted that the Rambam in Ilchos Edus does not seem to hold like Rav Natzer Naigon when it comes to Ishtaros more generally. He agrees with Rov Rishonim that Nimsa is typically a problem when it comes to Edech Hasim of Ishtar. However, we suggested that maybe the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rav Natzer Naigon, specifically when it comes to the Edech Hasima of Gerushin, because of Edim Asira Iker. The idea being that we just said that when you apply Reish Lakish, maybe we'll say that there's no Nimsa. And the point is that when it comes to Gerushin, because of Edim Asira Iker, and the way that we apply the Ran in Gerushin for Edech Hasima to serve as these virtual Edim Asira, as Edech Kiyam on the Maisa Gerushin, that's a very accentuated and acute version of Reish Lakish. Because you're using Reish Lakish not just the way we normally do, to say that the shtar will work as a Heftza Shel Raya, and that at the end of the day, you can somehow read into the shtar in the name of these Edim that, you know, a certain event took place. No, we are actually using this shtar to say that the Edim are present at Shas Mesira to be Mekayim the Maisa Gerushin as Edei Kiyam. It's a much further application of Reish Lakish than we ever have it. And therefore, because of that, maybe we will not apply the din of Nimsa. Said more simply, you could argue that when it comes to Shtar Shtaros, there's an objective tziruf between the parties. Because again, even if we hold of Reish Lakish in general by Shtaros, they're still all witnessing the Das Mischayev together. There is something that they're witnessing together, right? They're all witnessing the lova tells them that, you know, I want a red ishtar. They all witness that together. That might objectively bind them into being one single unit, and then we'll apply Nimsa Echad Mam Karav Pasul. In contrast to Gerushin, where that's not the focus. We're not focusing on shtar the way we normally do as a Heftza Shel Raya through the Edei Chasima, you know, witnessing Das Mischayev, turning this into Ashvuyei Shtara, creating this mechanism of a Heftza Shel Raya, the Heftza Shel Shtar, the blank check. No. That's not the focus. The focus is on the fact that maybe we're using the shtar to achieve this purpose, but the real focus and purpose when it comes to a get, Edei Chasima and a get, is to end up saying that they're Edei Mesira, that they're Edei Kiyom, B'Shas Maisa, B'Shas Mesira. And in that sense, maybe there's no tziruf between the Edim because they're not witnessing the Mesiras HaGet together. They're not witnessing that. So maybe there's no tziruf between them. That was one of the ways in which we explain this. There are a bunch of different formulations, but I think that one is the simplest. Okay, we're running a little bit short on time, so I don't think we're going to get to the last section, but at least just to finish off quickly, these last two Nafka Mina, or at least we'll do one of them, the Nafka Mina in Gerushin. We just noted that the first two Nafka Mina that we just mentioned are much more of a Chiddush, because there the Rambam says Edei Mesira Iker objectively redefines the way we view Edei Chasima, even when the Edei Mesira are not present. And therefore, again, by Edim Sheinim Yecholim Lachtom, will be Mekil, because that's only a Heftza Shel Raya problem. But here we're focusing on Mesira Saksav and really Edei Kiyam on the Maisa Gerushin component of Ishtar. And similarly, Nimsa Echad Mam Karav Pasul will not apply because that might not apply to a get where the focus so much is on this more accentuated and acute version of Reish Lakish. Now let's just say a third Nafka Mina, a case that is a little bit less of a Chiddush, is where the Rambam thinks that when you actually go the route of Edei Mesira, it makes a little bit of a difference. So let's just mention the case of the case in Gerushin Dalad Yud Zayin. Let's say Keresh El Bezdin. So there are certain materials where when you write on them to be used as a shtar, so it's a problem. Machak or Bein Ashitin, Keresh El Bezdin. These cases where it's really. It's it's really lacking and is deficient as a raya to use these types of things. If you're writing on erased paper, so it's very easy for someone to obviously change what's written in there. Or Keresh El Bezdin is where it's ripped up. Also, it's very easy to play around with that and to change the raya shibo. So there, the Rambam paskins that that is a problem. However, the Rambam's mechadish that that's only a problem when you're trying to perform a gerushin and use a get with Edi Chasima. But says the Rambam, when you go the route of Edi Mesira, that will allow us to be mekel with these issues of, let's say, Keresh El Bezdin. Which is very strange. It's a big chiddush. The makor that the Rambam's quoting, Tosefta / the Yushalmi, never mentions this kula of Edi Mesira. The Rambam adds it in. Moreover, asks the Rashba in Gidin Daf Samach Dalid, how could this possibly work? Keresh El Bezdin, that's nothing more than just a blank piece of paper. But the answer that we gave for the Rambam based off this bigger yesod is that the Rambam is less sensitive to the Chafzer Shel Raya component when it comes to Gerish and Dafka, and therefore the Rambam does not necessarily care as much as the Rashba would about these types of issues. Namely, the fact that the Raya Shibbo is compromised. Now, of course, the Rashba has a good point that, of course, if the Rambam would agree that if you just handed the woman a blank piece of paper, that would be nothing, just because that's simply lacking as Ksivas Haget. But beyond that, if it's just a chisaron because the Raya Shibbo might be a little bit compromised, that the Rambam is less sensitive to. Because for the Rambam, when you use Edi Mesira, so then we do not care about the Chefcha Shel Raya part. Albeit here, he doesn't necessarily say Edi Mesira Iker, but the fact that he does mention the root of Edi Mesira being a Kula is helpful. Okay. And just the last thing I'll mention very quickly is that, you know, we're not going to get into the details really because we're trying to wrap up. But we just noted that the Rambam does seem to have the polar opposite perspective when it comes to a Shtar Milveh. So when it comes to Shtar Milveh, we were noting that the Rambam there actually really likes to emphasize the Chafzer Shel Raya component of the Shtar. He primarily views a Shtar Milveh as a Shtar Raya, and that really impacts how he views the entire thing. That when it comes to Shtar Milveh, the Rambam actually seems to think that the default is Edi Chasima, Edi Chasima Iker, in a sense, that's what we mean. The first thing in when it comes to Shtar Milveh, Edim in a Shtar Milveh, in a Hilchos Malveh Veloveh Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, the first case the Rambam mentions is using Edi Chasima, seemingly the default. He thinks Edi Mesira work also, but we had several indications that show that Edi Mesira, their work, seemingly read as like a virtual Edi Chasima, or they're working really in connection with the Raya, the Chefzer Shel Raya component of the Shtar Milveh. And with that, we conclude. I'm not going to go really into the details of those cases because it's mincha in only a couple of minutes. And if anyone wants to talk about some of those specific cases or the details, I'm happy to talk about it. But just so you should know, that is the general theme that we are trying to portray, the stark contrast between Gerushin and Shtar Milveh. Again, this idea that you have this dichotomy of Edim Chasima, and really also Edim Mesira, being Edim on the Mesiras HaGerushin, Edei Kiyam to Mekayim, the Maisa Gerushin, the Mesiras HaKsav, the Mesiras HaGet, specifically the Maisa Kinyan aspect, in contrast to Shtar Milveh, where we much more focus on the other side of this dichotomy, the Shtar serving and working as a Chefzer Shel Raya, being able to serve as an independent vehicle and mechanism to serve as a Raya, and what we've described as a blank check in the hands of the Tofes HaShtar. Okay, Shkach.